This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in. And I hope that
all right, my friends, Alex Jones coming to you from the road, spending a few days with the family. But quite frankly, wild horses could not drag me away because it is so absolutely imperative that we continue to track exactly what the globalists are doing. I will tell you, though, that it is quite frankly over-the-top fantastical what the globalists are up to and what they're doing. I mean, think about it. Flooding Europe, flooding the U.S. with millions and millions of incompatible people that kill each other continually in their own nations, and then lying about their true numbers, and then covering up crimes they commit. While there is an article up on Infowars.com today from Breitbart.com that shows six diseases that were basically unknown now in the United States are back and are spreading everywhere. And the government's answer is more vaccines. They know it's the illegals coming in. They know it's the, quote, immigrants that they're not even testing for TB and bubonic plague and leprosy and everything else. They know that. That's admitted. But they're just going to blame people who, quote, aren't vaccinated, even though there's no vaccine for some of these things. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. And it's about sacrificing common sense on the altar of global government. And then they act like it's racist and evil and horrible if the UK, Ireland, England, and Scotland, Northern Ireland, try to just be able to vote on their own laws and not have an EU bureaucracy, unelected, who they never voted to enter. Just like we never voted for the TPP, but now they just say we're under it. Trans-Pacific Partnership that merges with the Atlantic Treaty Organization that's not NATO. They have an Atlantic Treaty Organization that is the government of the Euro and the North American Union that meets in secret, that we first talked about in my film Endgame, that now is out in the open, and they told the UK, if you leave, you won't be in the Atlantic group anymore. Now, NATO's its army, but it's just the Atlantic Treaty Group, not the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, but the Atlantic Treaty Group. Just all these groups. Atlantic Treaty Group. North Atlantic Treaty Organization. It's just IMF, World Bank, World Trade Organization. And then the communist Chinese, the murderous Islamicist Saudis, and others. They just go give money directly to the UN. Oh, here's $300 million. Okay, thank you, Saudis. We'll make you the heads of the Human Rights Council. And so now Saudi Arabia can't even get put on human rights stuff for murdering women for no reason and gays. But in this upside-down world, the communist Chinese can go give billions to the UN, so they get to then say that, you know, their mass murder and their mobile execution vans are okay, and none of that's a problem. And it goes on and on and on and on from there. And now the UK Chancellor demands that the British Exeter's tone down rhetoric, then compares them to Nazis. But the Nazis are the ones that actually came up with the EU plan. Again, everything is inverted. Then Donald Trump's like, Mexico's got a wall and a fence. They're tough on immigrants. They don't give them free stuff. We shouldn't be doing that. They're dumping their criminals on us. Oh, shut up. You're so horrible. Oh, you're so evil. Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan said Cuba was dumping criminals on us because it was true. That's why 75% of Hispanics in one Gallup poll, it's over 80 in border states, 69 in other Gallup polls, want a wall or want to control immigration, because they're the ones on the border with the crime just pouring across. Why do people want to come here from Mexico if the United States is so horrible and it's so bad? And then we go talk to people waving Mexican flags in Dallas, and they just say, well, that's just the way it is, you know? Yeah, we came here to get away from the problems of Mexico, but now we want to make this like Mexico. It's just so sad, ladies and gentlemen. It's so sad to see the due process, the wealth of the West being sucked out by these globalist criminals who are now allied with giant third world hordes who aren't even our enemies, but through their brainwashed ignorance are being used as a weapon. The globalists are the weapons of everyone on Earth. They're coming after everybody with their Gardasil shots. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there, you have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right, well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Back live now into the second hour. Our crew is doing a great job there in Austin, Texas. I am on the road coming to you live at a workcation. I tend to do staycations and then do accounting and research and roll out some new programs and things like that on my staycations. A few times a year, I have a workcation that generally involves going to the mountains, camping, or taking my children deep sea fishing, and that's what I'm doing here. But wild horses could not drag me away, so thank you for putting up with me being on the road via Skype, and the crew, of course, putting up with that as well. I know that can be a hassle. All right. The New York Times reported that Corey Lewandowski was going to be kicked out, and of course, the Trump campaign today came out and said that Lewandowski is out. Of course, we knew this pretty much a month ago, and I was sure of it 2 weeks ago. And not just from Roger Stone, but from others, were led on and into the reasons for this, led into that. I am not going to obviously get into the reasons I was told. It's a distraction from the overall Trump campaign, but this is a good deal. This is an exciting thing. This is very, very positive to have Lewandowski out. I'm not an enemy of Lewandowski, but I will tell you that Lewandowski did not like InfoWars. And it's not even that big a deal for us to get Donald Trump on the show. But it would be Lewandowski who would literally, when it was time for Trump to come on, it would not happen. Lewandowski would insert things in the middle to stop that from happening. And basically giving Trump the advice to do a lot of things that ended up being the few disasters that Trump has had in his campaign. Now, I'm not going to talk about Lewandowski anymore until Roger Stone joins us. My reason for having problems with Lewandowski is not the fact that he was basically trying to steer Trump away from more populist-type activities. My issue with him is the fact that he doesn't know how to raise money, and the fact that, let's just say, a lot of the ways that some of the money was getting spent was not the wisest, according to people that know what they're doing. Now, I'm not going to get into that anymore. But I knew all about the Lewandowski thing, just to let you know how inside baseball InfoWars is with taking this country back. We'll see how much Stone we'll get into today. I have a sneaking suspicion, because I saw this morning, within minutes of it, you know, going up, that Lewandowski was gone. I texted Stone, and I said, will you please come on today? And he said, absolutely, big news in Trump land. Would love to. And so I don't knows, I haven't talked to Stone exactly what his views are on this overall at this point. I just know that when Stone is able to get his views, former head of the campaign, in there and able to get his business partner, Manafort, in there, that's when good things start happening for Trump. So I know for a fact Roger Stone is anti-New World Order. Roger Stone knows all about the globalist. Roger Stone has told me on air and off air, concurred with what people like Dr. Corsi has said on air and others off air to me, that, Alex, you just don't get it. He was Alex Jones before you were born. And when the first movie star tells you that, you're kind of like, yeah, yeah, right. And when the second TV star tells you that, you're kind of like, yeah, yeah, right. And then when a major billionaire tells you that, you're like, oh, really? And then another major person tells you that. This is before Trump was running. I'd be out at dinner with somebody, or I'm talking on the phone. They'd say, hey, what do you think of Donald Trump? I mean, isn't he kind of like liberal because he lives in New York and he's kind of conservative on trade, but, you know, he's a big casino owner. I mean, yeah, Donald Trump, flamboyant, host of The Apprentice. And they'd say, listen, buddy, you're the underground. I was told this by two different people, this particular statement, because I guess this comes from Trump. You're the underground. Alex Jones is the underground. And Trump is to the mainline population. But just know, Donald Trump is dialed in. And by the way, you need to know Donald Trump's dialed in. And by the fourth time you're told this, you're like, what's going on with Donald Trump? And they're like, you'll see. So it's like Fight Club. There's two rules about Fight Club. Number one, don't talk about Fight Club. And then number two, don't talk about Fight Club. So there's a lot of stuff I can't tell you or get into, but I know this. Nobody in the establishment acts like this. Nobody behaves like this. And Trump wouldn't have been going around behind the scenes for the last 6-7 years telling people he wants to take on the New World Order and get ready. Generals, Green Berets, Navy SEAL commanders, famous people that took on the Clintons, famous people that took on the New World Order, famous people that have taken on the Saudis, 9-11 whistleblowers. Oh, yeah, folks, they're scared of Trump because they pulled up his data file that the NSA has whenever he started to run, and they went, oh, my God, he's been organizing a move against us. Yeah, that's a big secret. I'm going to go ahead and let you all know that, because the system knows, so I'm not letting a secret out, okay? But I'm here to tell you, I was led into this Fight Club style. Like, hey, what do you think about Donald Trump? You know, he's not running for president. I'm like, what? What? Donald Trump? Yeah, I'll pay attention to pop stuff. You know, oh, you better pay attention to this. Why would Trump, way down the line, way before this even happened, already be getting messages out? And then basically Roger Stone, I got contacted by folks. Hey, Roger Stone wants to come visit with you. I'm like, oh, yeah, the JFK writer, the former Politico, you know, like the Nixon, you know, operative. Yeah, okay, the Reagan operative, sure. And then I had that meeting for about an hour or two, because the real stuff wasn't the radio show when he came on a year ago. The real stuff was behind the scenes. And I'm like, okay, I'll believe it when I see it. And then I started just seeing all this. So That's why they're so scared of Trump. You want to know why they're scared of Trump, folks? That's why they're scared of Trump. He's totally dialed in. He doesn't want war with Putin. He wants prosperity. He wants the Second Amendment. He wants to control our borders. He wants to bring immigrants here from every country that have skills, that want to work. And you know what? Immigrants, the ones that want to work and the ones that aren't criminals, are the best people we got. I'll just be honest. Anybody that's run an operation with 50-something employees, you know, over the decades, I can tell you right now, on average, you've got to go through more native-born people. I'm talking third, fourth, fifth generation, whether they be Hispanic, black, white, it doesn't matter, to find hardworking, focused people that aren't little pampered babies. I mean, my grandfathers were a lot hardworking, even compared to the way I am, and I'm a workaholic. So the cliche about immigrants, whether they be from Russia or Mexico or China or wherever, that they're hardworking. Well, yeah, they've come from horrible places. Their parents had to work hard. They appreciate stuff. They want to actually get stuff done. On average, the cliche, the stereotype is true. But that's the groups that comes here legally that wants to work. You also have criminals running from the governments and running from courts all over the world that can get a visa here quickly and get on an airplane and get here and get a bunch of free stuff. You can't just have all these immigrants pour in and then give them free stuff and have the Democrats organize them into a bunch of, you know, race-baiting, race-based, third-world Ku Klux Klan people. I mean, I don't like the Ku Klux Klan because they're a bunch of ignorant gang members screwing with everybody. And I sure as hell do not like Mexican Klan, the Black Klan. I mean, it's all the same crap, and I'm just done with it. And the Democratic Party are a bunch of scum. And the Republican leadership are a bunch of trash who have combined up as a team to try to block Trump, and they're getting their butts kicked. And they are apoplectic at this point. Now, shifting gears, what's their plan B at the UN? What's the plan B with the globalists? Overrun Europe, overrun Russia, overrun the United States, overrun Canada, overrun Mexico with third world populations, overrun Eastern Europe with third world populations out of Asia and the Middle East and Africa, till it all just unravels, the wheels come off, and the IMF and World Bank come in with fiat money to bail everyone out. Oh, they've already got their people in control of all the major governments. They've already got their people in place of all these systems. And so then when they come in with a bailout, it's really a payoff to the paid-off minion who signs all the resources over to the globalist. Now, usually you're already four or five levels into this. The globalists already own all the resources. They already own all the major parties. They've already got everything paid off. They already take their loan money that goes into the country and right back out to them. And then it's just a process of, we'll bail you out more for more social control. We'll bail you out more if you take these vaccines and get sterilized. We'll bail you out more if you go into our social engineering. And now they're talking about the precariat, the evil proletariats that are precarious, that have been made dependent. They were promising a service economy instead of an industrial economy. But now they have no economy. And now they admit what we've always known. Oh, give the guy a Pulitzer Prize. He's a professor that went to Bilderberg last week. 2 weeks ago. Oh, my gosh, he just came up with a plan. Oh, my gosh, we'll give the public welfare, everyone forced welfare, even if you don't want it, to include you in the fraud, to make you dependent, and then we can social engineer them once they're living off a paycheck we give them. And we'll have national service, and no one can complain because everyone is in a big collective. Oh, a Pulitzer Prize, a Nobel Prize. He just came up with an idea to make us all communist and then give us enough money to barely survive, to social engineer, to control us. Oh, this has only been done hundreds of times. But they're reselling the same fraud as new, boxing the same stinking vomit as fresh, you know, delicious pumpkin pie. That's how dumb they think you are. Google the precariat. Oh, it's a new thing. Everyone in the world, Europe wants to do it. The Republicans want to do it here. Everyone gets a monthly check or a little ID card that tracks everything you do, a little government credit card. And then they admit in Europe they want to move where your paycheck is also put on that. And then everything you do is tracked. And if you're not a good globalist, they turn your card off or they take money directly out of it. And the police have little swipe wands that at a distance just take the money out, making you totally dependent in a virtual cashless system where you're nothing but a bunch of zeros and ones, reducing the physical world into a digital world so they can then capture and fully control us. And we walk around with goggles on or squat like apes while Zuckerberg walks amongst us like a god. but they sell it like a wonderful new thing. Did you hear? You're going to get a free check. Oh. But then they admit it's to control you. 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 In the new precariat, they admit it's to control you. They admit some fair government is to make
small. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
Jones here on a workcation with my family and children, and we've been doing some successful fishing here on this beautiful planet today. Now let's get into three different videos are extremely powerful ahead of Roger Stone joining us. Number one, Jeff Sessions, Senator Sessions, who is probably going to be, is going to be, unless minds are changed, the VP of Trump. You heard it here first a month ago. He is going to be breaking some key intel down that you don't have a right to just come here. America isn't just some evil place that everybody has a right to come here and get free stuff and 10,000 Chinese women, you know, every week or so fly in. It was every month. Now it's every week to have their babies for free. People go, why are you against Chinese women? I can't go to China and have a baby for free. I mean, this is just crazy. This is an attempt to bankrupt the country, folks. You see it happening. And then we have the Twin Falls. It's a 30-minute video, but it's folks getting up saying, you're covering up this rape. And you're giving zoning to this mosque, but not giving us zoning for our houses. That's how they operate. Zoning can destroy you. The power to tax is the power to destroy. Then there is a State Department video that I want to get an article written about. This hasn't gotten any attention on how the U.S. government gets the refugees. It's titled USA in Europe. That's the State Department TV channel or TV program. And it's crazy because they're just in there breaking down. And I've read about this. It's incredible. The UN Refugee and Borders Panel, headed up by the founder of the EU, who took this junior position a few years ago, Peter Sutherland, because it's actually the key position, to then use refugees to break down countries, create precedents that you've got to let them in, and then basically just get rid of borders entirely. This is the end of nation states. This is the weapon system. We don't hate the refugees individually. The ones from Middle Eastern countries are meaner than rattlesnakes. But the average other refugees aren't that bad, except they're used as political weapons once they get here and suck off the dole. And so that video is coming up after Stone leaves us, but it is incredible. They admit, no, the UN just tells us. That's why it's the same thing in Europe, where they keep the numbers secret, where they distribute them out, you know, how they respond, how they keep the crime statistics secret. This is a shake-and-bake operation. And by that, it's pre-planned. It's pre-packaged. Just add milk and heat. I mean, it is just add money and just add a country and you got it done. This is pre-packaged, formulaic, a globalist program. That's how we know their next move every time, folks. It ain't hard. It's like having eyeballs and being able to see it happen. That's all you got to do is wake up out of the trance, and then you'll go, Alex isn't that smart. I'll be like, exactly, exactly. I'm not that smart, but I'm red-blooded, and I'm not an idiot. I can read battle plans against me when I see them, okay? I mean, that's what I'm so sick of. I'm nobody. Why do I have instincts? Why am I upset? Why do I want to fight? Why do I care? I guess because my ancestors built countries. That's why. That's the spirit of the West, being willing to stand up and build something and fight for it. Not just be like, eh, because people are smart from other countries. And they'll fight with each other over petty stuff, but not over big ideas. Or they let other people give them the big ideas. We have the big idea. It's the Renaissance, and it's nobody's idea but humanity's. Renaissance just means growth and free will and free association and liberalism. That's why they call themselves liberal, because they're not. That's the big secret. They're the opposite. They're the controllers. They're the fascists. They're the centralizers. They're the enemies. And it's up to true liberals to fight these bastards. Now let's go ahead and go to Senator Sessions, a true patriot, a true nationalist, a true liberal. Here it is.
What does that mean? Are you going to look specifically at certain countries? Are you going to look at certain religions? How would that actually work in practical terms?
Then I think you look at background. Look at the countries where we have, of this 580 terrorists, about 95% or so are from Islamic countries.
So, for example, give me some names of countries that you would look at first.
Well, all I can tell you is the public data that we have indicate that there are quite a number of countries in that region that have sent a large number of people that have become terrorists. And so,
are you talking about Saudi Arabia? Well, or are you talking about...
It all depends. A lot of it's on population. Like Pakistan has a number of people from Egypt, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan,
So you would
Yemen.
Consider, and Mr. Trump would consider, banning immigration temporarily completely from those countries?
Not completely. I mean, you got diplomats and business people have been traveling for a long time, but tightening up that, pausing on the normal flow here until we get a good data base that the administration has refused to give us and protect the American people. That's not unreasonable. You don't have a constitutional right to come to America. We respect your religion in this country. We will defend your right to free exercise of religion. But a person with an ideology that goes beyond normal religion, that believes you can kill gays, that kills people.
All right, we'll be back. It takes conservative patriots to not defend gays, not the liberals, because they're the fake liberals. We're the real liberals. We'll be back.
We're
Stay
on
with
the
Alex Jones.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soil quality determines plant health. Plant health determines animal and human health. 80% of the mineral needs of a plant are calcium-based, with the other 20% representing all the other minerals. The body needs minerals to occur in the same order of priority and ratios as plants in order to cause electrochemical reactions to occur optimally. One of the most important foods to give the body the calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium needed for proper body chemistry is whey protein. Now, add to this the new and improved technological enhancements unique to One World Whey, and you have a recipe to turn on the body's chemistry to making energy again. One World Whey's new formula appears to support your body's ability to function in a more youthful manner. People report feeling major improvements in energy and well-being within 20 minutes of taking our new and improved One World Whey. These effects last for 4 or more hours. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
On corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. By the way, we return weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. And, of course, I return Sundays with a Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And I'm looking to add some more live weekend shows. I mean, and a little bird told me somebody might be doing one in the future here on Saturdays and Sundays, because there's really a missing niche on the weekends, as so much happens politically, geopolitically, with this global quickening that doesn't get covered. So that's why I do the Sunday broadcast as well. Again, David Knight will be riding shotgun with me today, but he is under the weather. Not too bad, I'm told, but let's still be thankful for David Knight and all the great, great work he is doing. Coming up after our guest leaves us, I'm going to go back to Vice President Sessions, Senator Sessions, saying, look, you don't have a right to just come here, especially from these Islamic countries where 95% of the terror comes from there. By the way, it's more like 99.9%. You got hundreds of thousands getting killed by these people, folks. Okay? And notice Saudi Arabia didn't take one refugee, even though they financed the civil wars that caused them. So Saudi Arabia takes none. All these other countries take none. And then we're here getting lectured that millions aren't enough for Europe and hundreds of thousands here. It is absolute, total, and complete horse manure. And I personally am tired of it. Nico Acosta just texted me, said we have a Drudge link on one of our top stories right now. So we'll put that up on screen for TV viewers who are watching at Infowars.com/show and cable systems in places like Houston, Texas, and New York City. And there is the link. DOJ replaces Allah with God, an edited Orlando terrorist transcript. Yes, well, they told us that they were going to edit out when they released the 911 tape. The local cops listened in Orlando and said, yeah, he pledged allegiance to ISIS and the jihad. That's how we knew 10 hours into it, it was a jihad attack. The feds were covering it up like San Bernardino for 2 days. Well, this time the local cops just said, no, it's on 911 call that this is a jihad. So they said, we're going to edit out those parts when it's released. Since when does Homeland Security have control of that? That's all coming up after Roger Stone leaves us because Corey Lewandowski is out. I know that we need to move forward and forget about Lewandowski, not have that be a distraction, but it's also important to know now why this is so much more positive, because once Roger Stone's former business partner got in there, things got a lot smoother. Stone, of course, was the former head of the campaign, but felt he could do more on his own, so left a year ago, and he's going to be joining us here in one moment. Before I go any further, though, I had told people we were going to sell out of Ancient Defense, and we did, but we got more in. I told folks we were going to sell out of Living Defense, which is the ultimate parasite detoxer with 27 known ingredients to flush out safely and healthily parasites, you name it. From little organisms right up to worms, you name it. Well, we would have sold out, except they went, oh, sorry, we gave you a glitch. We had over 1,000 bottles extra than what we thought. Well, here's the deal. I'm going to bring back the 25% off for this until those are sold. But you've got to sign up for the newsletter so we can stay in contact with you with breaking news and information. Infowars.com/newsletter. Just put in your email, create a new email. It doesn't matter. But it's key because we send you the best audio, the best video links, the best news articles, the most important information we think is the most powerful info and research we produce every day to you in one email, 7 emails a week, sometimes a few more. But this is key to send on to others and to share and to print off. But within it every day are promo codes, sometimes up to 50% off. We're about to give you a promo code today that's 75% off. Now, it's 25% off on Living Defense while supplies last. It should go a day or two, but I promise to sell it out to a certain point and then cut it off, so I'm doing that. We will send you a promo code for 25% off today. But beyond that, I have put out a limited edition Hillary for President shirt that's taken the country by storm. We're coming out with one more design after this, and then that's it. But this limited edition, we've got like 2,000 shirts left. I want to see more of them out there. There's already tens of thousands across the country. There's over 50,000 out there. We want of this design. When these are gone, they're gone. One more design's coming in, and then I will never produce another again unless it's a Hillary for Mars. We put her in a rocket to shoot her to Mars. Or maybe impeach Hillary, God forbid. Maybe that shirt. But no more Hillary for Prison. It's already a meme. Everybody else is copying it. That's fine. You can get Hillary for Prison and Beyond 2016, 50% off the first shirt, $9.95. And the second shirt is $4.95, 75% off. That's what the shirt cost me. And by the time I deal everything else, it's a loss leader. The first shirt's $9.95. The second shirt, if you choose it, is $4.95, 75% off. But the promo code is only sent to people that are InfoWars Insider subscribers. Infowars.com/newsletter. You find the link to the newsletter on Infowars.com. Put your email in, and boom, you get different promo codes. Usually it's 10% off every day on one item, sometimes 50%. We've never done 75% off. 75% off right now. And this is how you fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of that. 25% off Living Defense. Promo code, if you're a newsletter subscriber, will be sent out today. And the great part is, if you're already a subscriber to the free newsletter, it's already coming to you today. So take advantage of that. But 75% off the Hillary for Prison shirts. We also have the Tim Kennedy Special Forces Special, 15% off Super Male Vitality, Brain Forces Secret 12 together or individually at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. And while you're on InfoWarsStore.com, get one of Roger Stone's books or both of his books or his JFK book. We sell three of his books at InfoWarsStore.com as well. The Clinton's War on Women and the Bush Crime Family, available at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Roger Stone joins us. Having dinner with him many times, strategizing over the phone. It's just been simply amazing. That I've ever seen. That was a while back. I've cut back to like 10, 12 hours a day. This guy literally works 18 hours a day. And he says, well, I worked hard on other campaigns, but this one's so historical, so epic, I can't help it. This guy is amazing. And so he's here. Everything he's told us will turn out to be incredibly accurate to tell us what the firing of Corey Lewandowski symbolizes, but moving on, where the Trump campaign's going, how we ensure this maverick patriot ends up getting in the White House. So Roger Stone of StoneZone.com, thank you so much for taking time out today.
Well, Alex, as you can imagine, I have several hundred press calls today from across the country, and everybody, which is very typical of the mainstream media, very focused on process, very focused on the who shot John of political intrigue, missing, I think, the larger implications. So I have elected, in all honesty, to lay low. I'm not going to take any press calls today. I'm going to do all my talking right here at InfoWars.com. As you know, I've said for some time that the historical track record of presidential campaigns that had internal divisions and factions is not good. 8 years ago, when we had Mark Penn versus Mindy Grunewald fighting within Hillary's campaign for president, I think, frankly, it doomed them. You need to have the unity of command. A campaign cannot be a democracy. It has to be a dictatorship, and all power must flow from the candidate. The candidate's the ultimate boss. The candidate has the ultimate authority. And he needs to delegate that to one person, not a committee. So I have every confidence in Paul Manafort's ability to guide or help guide the Trump campaign to success, to victory. I also think that you are going to have a smoother flow of information to the candidate. Donald Trump is a thoroughbred with great instincts, particularly great instinct for the jugular. There is nobody better at counterpunching, and we're at a time in the campaign, Alex, that his entire issue has been validated. The fact that they are redacting these 911 calls to take out the references to ISIS and the leader of ISIS proves that Trump's criticism of the president of roughly a week ago is right on the money. They have another agenda. They will not even mouth the words, except for when they absolutely have to.
Wow. Well, thank you for giving us this exclusive. Roger Stone, please, you've got the floor. We're going to skip this network break. Talk about issues that help things up if you can, but I agree we should just move forward. But folks do want to know, since you're making a statement, and then let's move forward from here. But what great news to know that your business partner in your political group has been helping the Trump campaign, but is now the head of the campaign. You, of course, formerly the head of the campaign. I have complete trust in you and Mr. Manford, so this is very exciting.
Well, Alex, I've said this to you before, both privately and on the air. This campaign is not about Corey Lewandowski or Roger Stone or Paul Manafort or Alex Jones. This campaign is about our last best chance to save the country. The Republican establishment is doing everything possible to undermine the candidacy of Donald Trump. They don't respect the democratic process. Attention, Paul Ryan, we had the primaries. You lost. Mitch McConnell, you lost. The party has selected its nominee, at least on paper, and in reality, very shortly. What the Republicans don't understand is that Donald J. Trump and the Trump Revolution is bigger than the Republican Party, reaches beyond the Republican Party. In many places, I think the campaign was hamstrung by dual authorities and countermanded orders. But I don't think it's productive to go into a long discussion of everything that was wrong with the campaign. I think the campaign has achieved historic things under the leadership of Donald Trump. You certainly saw in the New York, Indiana, Pennsylvania primaries, a smoother running political operation. There's no question the Trump camp is playing catch up ball. They need a communications director. They need additional field staff. They need additional party professionals. But now I think the deck is cleared to do that and to build a smaller, leaner, more guerrilla oriented campaign that is still large enough and fast enough to compete with the well-oiled Clinton machine, which, as you know, is a massive, massive biography, a massive political machine.
Absolutely. I don't even do any research on their biography, though. And boy, is it a nightmare. Roger Stone. I totally agree. We should move on from Lewandowski. I have nothing against Lewandowski other than every time I saw major mistakes being made and him up there bragging about things on TV, it seemed to be about Lewandowski. Though every time we're talking about Trump with you on, you'll never even talk about yourself. So, I mean, certainly he was putting himself, I think, in many cases, you know, in front of the campaign. I think he was a bit entitled, and I'm sad to see that happen. But it's good news that he's gone now, obviously. Now, I made a prediction that's coming true. It wasn't hard to predict, but obviously we want Trump to be the presumptive nominee. And we want to just go ahead and put that to bed, as we did months ago, and say, okay, he's won, you know, these states. You know, he's the guy. The problem is that I know how these Republicans work. They're playing possum, these rhinos, Paul Ryan and others. And I said, wait till they get right up, you know, closer to Cleveland. They're going to come and try to defect again and, you know, shoot Trump down and pull some scam. They know they're losing the battle by being out in the open because you put Stop the Steal out, millions coming to Cleveland. But I said, we got to come to Cleveland. We got to be there. I expect some more shenanigans, some more fiascos, some more hanky-panky, because these losers think they're God and think they can step in front of the Trump bullet train. Now, as you know, it comes out they've got a stealth campaign going to try to steal the delegates again and pull something. Now, obviously, it's going to be ill-fated, but it shows how incredibly piranha-like and arrogant and disconnected they are that they're doing this. So let me ask you, what is your view on this? What do we do to counteract it?
Well, Alex, I think you're absolutely right. I think that there's trouble afoot inside the convention hall as well as outside the convention hall. So let's talk about both. I still think in the end, Manafort is the master of campaign rules and credentials and the platform. He's a superb vote counter. And whether or not this little insurrection, which the media themselves reports is being carried forward by dozens of delegates, not hundreds, not thousands, but dozens, I think it is ill-fated. I don't think it's going anywhere, but it is incumbent on the Trump campaign to keep a very close eye on it to make sure that you don't get a runaway convention. The idea that you would pass a conscience clause of the to the Rules Committee that would allow delegates to opt out of their party rules-based commitment to vote for Trump on the basis of the democratic process and the way the people voted is outrageous. You, in essence, would be saying to the Republican primary voters, your views don't matter. We don't care what you think. You voted for no reason. You wasted your vote.
This is our conscience trumps your conscience.
It's outrageous, and it's arrogant, frankly. It is the arrogance of the ruling class of the Republican Party. Meanwhile,
it's the creme de la creme of arrogance. It's the cream of the cream.
It really is. Meanwhile, in a story that was really broken here on InfoWars before anyone, the city of Cleveland seeks to gag and destroy the First Amendment rights of those who wish to go to Cleveland to demonstrate in favor and protest these
shenanigans. Come hell or high water, I'm coming. Come hell or high water, and everybody needs to be there.
Well, I'm going to be there as well, but I can now report two things. One, that the city is insisting that the that all demonstrators, left, right, middle, Black Lives Matter, Infowars.com followers, Trump supporters, Citizen for Trump members, MoveOn.org will all be in one area, unsegmented. There will be one microphone. The city will control that microphone, and you can apply if you wish to speak. They have already given permission to speak to a number of extraneous groups that don't matter.
Yeah, they're going to fill it with, like, underbenchers that don't even matter to their own people. That is, oh, my God.
And they won't let us control government channel. Yeah, they will not let us have our own rally. They will not let us have our own march. They actually gave the rally site that we had applied for to the Westboro Baptist Church. They don't seem to have much trouble.
Around and scream anti-gay stuff and then claim they support Trump.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this is, look, let's be very clear. The city of Cleveland is a Democratic machine stronghold. Cuyahoga County is a Democratic machine stronghold. This is a recipe for violence. This is a plan to achieve violence. The whole point of our people applying for a permit would be so that we were engaged in a lawful activity and that the local police would defend us, would protect us. Now, in this configuration, nobody is protected. It's a sure recipe for a combustion, for violence.
Roger, I think I personally come to speak. You invited me a while back. It's all set up. I mean, I assume or something, because clearly this is a recipe for chaos, a recipe for disaster, putting us all in one giant pen together. What psycho would put the Black Lives Matter cop-killing machine with the communists in with all the libertarians and patriots and the bikers for Trump? I mean, I'm sorry. They're going to start a fight. They're going to get their butts kicked. And they're going to claim we started the violence when we've been for peace the whole time. The whole time you said peace, peace, peace. We must be peaceful. They blame you, claiming you're coming to harass delegates. These people are engaged in criminal conspiracy. And I'm shocked that the city of Cleveland is this upright. This is insane.
Yeah, what's even more interesting is that the ACLU has now agreed to represent us, a group of organizations that are challenging these gag resolutions. I'm actually advocating a demonstration in Cleveland in the coming days in which everyone who is a Trump supporter wears an actual gag to make the point to the public that this is a setup. This is a precipitation for violence.
I just had a great idea. Let's just fly in for 2 days in like a week or two and just have an impromptu demonstration at some city park we announce. We all wear gags. About 1,000 of my listeners, 2,000 will show up. If you plug it, tens of thousands. And I bet drugs will link to it. We all show up for a demonstration ahead of Cleveland with gags in our mouths and see if they arrest us for that.
Great minds work alike. Yes, I think it's a great idea. Let's do it.
You set the time, sir, and I'll bullhorn it. We'll fly in. We'll just do a 48-hour deal, you know, get there for a day, war game it, you know, have a deal, and then just pick the spot. We'll show up and exercise the First Amendment silently. Oh, my God, it'll be sensational international news countering this attempt. How arrogant, though, does this show the Democrats are in Cleveland?
Yeah, no, it's extraordinary. This is clearly unconstitutional. The rules they have handed down, they provide for one march route that can only last 50 minutes. All marchers jumble together. Black Lives Matter, Move On, John Birch Society, Citizens for Trump, whatever it may be.
Time bomb.
This is going to take off like a rocket. And then we are forced to share space with all these radical groups. We're denied a permit for our own rally space. We're denied the ability to have our own public address system, which we control, which is an outrageous abridgment of the First Amendment.
Unprecedented.
So we have played the game by the rules. We have cooperated with the city and with the Cleveland police at every step of the process. And we have largely been ignored, and there's an attempt to jam these rules down our throats. I'm not optimistic about the court case. Perhaps I'm just a pessimist, but I believe in Cuyahoga County, every judge is probably a Democratic political hack who has risen to the top of the heap because they couldn't survive in private practice. So the law doesn't matter. The principles don't matter. I suspect we'll get an adverse ruling. I'm hopeful that I'm wrong, but I'm a political realist. So, yes, I think a mass public demonstration in Cleveland to show the American people what this fight is about is a great idea.
Well, sir, if you want me to honcho it, fine, but you've got all the groups, you know. I'm ready to promote it. I'm coming, and I'm ready to have a silent demonstration. We can cut across, obviously, the media after, but we're going to let's see them attack that. And I think we should have it maybe right in front of the city council, wherever you think, and just point out, this is happening. I'm ready. I'm flying to Cleveland, and I want everybody that's in the local area to stand with us because, folks, if they can do this, they can do anything, and it means they're planning more shenanigans. They don't want us there when they try to steal the nomination from Trump. I'm telling you, my gut told me this was coming. I said they claimed some new scandal and claim a conscience deal. Either I'm psychic or they're listening to the show. No, I'm actually not. I just know how they operate. I knew they were going to do this, Roger.
Well, you've been warning about it for some time. I am, you know, I'd like to have a better vote count and a tighter sense of the party committees in which these shenanigans would have to take place. There's no question that Ted Cruz and some of the bitter enders around him, the folks who, you know, who like things the way they are, many of them, in all honesty, would prefer to have Hillary in the White House than Donald Trump because Hillary, like them, is a globalist. Hillary can be dealt with. Trump is an unguided force of nature. He marches to his own drummer.
He's a man. He's a lone American. That's what they hate.
Yeah, in the Gary Cooper style. You're absolutely right.
Well, this is so epic. Look, I am so excited. This doesn't discourage me to go to Cleveland. Look, here's the deal. If they steal the nomination, it'll cause a revolution. They're that arrogant, though. Obviously, common sense is he's won more votes than any Republican in history. He's the nominee. He's the populist. He's got 25% of blacks going for him. Republicans can't even get 10%. He's got the gays all behind him now. He's reaching out. We're fighting the real Donald Trump that you and I already knew. It's total victory. But these guys, Paul Ryan and others, are so arrogant. And Mitch McConnell and the Koch brothers, they are so arrogant. That they still, I'm telling you, they might actually steal it from him and give it to, you know, some lowly Republican. And we've just got to be there for this, Roger, because I'm telling you, they are that arrogant. If they do that, though, what do you really think is going to happen? Because I'm not a violence guy. I've learned the pen is mightier than the sword, as you have. But at a certain point, if we're living in Ceausescu's Romania and they're ignoring our nominees and, you know, giving it to Hillary when Sanders wins and giving it to whoever when Trump wins, at what point when they've stolen the country, and claim it's their divine right, a sovereign right, to quote, you know, George Will, at what point do I not get on my knees then and just bow down and ask George Will to pull it out? I mean, you know, I mean, do I either bow to George Will or do I say no to George Will? I'm not getting on my knees and doing you know what.
Look, I can't see any instance in which violence is the answer because, as you know, violence will be blamed on Trump and his supporters. No matter who threw the first punch, we know what they're up to. This has been the agenda of the Soros, Move On people, and the Clintonites from the beginning, which was to disqualify Trump by branding him as a violent, misogynist, racist, bigot, madman, trigger-happy lunatic, a caricature that isn't even close.
Who's anti-gay but gives interviews to the Advocate over and over again and says how, yeah, exactly. So let's expand on that then. Obviously, I wasn't calling for violence. It was hypothetical. We need to engage in political stunts. Like you just said, we've got to go to Cleveland. We've got to point out they're violating the First Amendment now. So you agree that's a green light plan?
Yes. I want to talk to the folks in Cleveland, but the Trump movement is very strong in that part of Ohio and nearby parts of Pennsylvania. I'm convinced we can build a large crowd to make the point that the First Amendment is being canceled by the city of Cleveland. And that is outrageous. And more importantly,
we all wear gag balls in our mouth, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the visual of that is extraordinary.
That is amazing. Okay, I want to do 5 more minutes. I know you have to go, and I appreciate doing this exclusive interview. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. But let me briefly just ask you, we're going to break in about a minute. I want you to give a message to the mainstream media, since you're not doing anything today, since you're giving us this exclusive. What is your message to them about what this means, where this is going? Because, listen, you could defeat Trump. You could cheat him. You could steal an election. But that will only make things blow up bigger. Isn't it a Pyrrhic victory, for those that don't know what that is? A victory you win, but then you end up losing because you won it. Isn't cheating Trump and populism Pyrrhic?
I think it would be an enormous political mistake because it just underlines that he is not the establishment candidate, that he is the only real reformer. I still don't
stay there.
Not supporting
Ryan. Stay there. You're listening to GCN. All right, stay there. Roger Stone.